If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday, June 4th, 2018, and the depressing news is I am home. Not because I am home, but because I was in Italy for the last 8 days, having an absolute fantastic time mixing business with pleasure. And, you know, this morning I got up early because I was all jet-lagged. Got on I-4, ran into traffic even though it was 6:30 in the morning. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, this is a show about, you know, the future, the markets, your money, the economy, Washington, D.C., and everything that affects all of that. And as always, on a daily basis, we will do the markets, Trump land, the economy, jobs, and all that stuff. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. You can also follow me on Twitter. Just press the button at my website or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Not like the guy who wanted my plane to crash. Do you believe, and I'm not famous, I'm under the radar, I have one person with a fake email address wishing me dead. And my family, too. It's been going on for like 12 years. Whatever. And he still listens to the show. He or she. Gotta believe it's a he. Couldn't be a she, right? You can read our articles and the stuff we post. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button or call us at 888-422-5559. Subscribe button to get our notes. And as you know, our big-time, gigantic, gargantuan, monolithic email service is starting up again early July, maybe the 1st of July, offering 1 month free to anybody who comes on. No obligation, no credit card. Just email me at GaryK.com or GKaltbaum at Kaltbaum.net. So a few things last week. While I was gone, Italy was supposedly going to destroy the markets. Italy has problem this, problem that. Change of government. Spain just put in a socialist to run the country, and I mean a real good socialist. Mexico is about to elect a socialist. What's wrong with people? Do you know what another word for socialism is? Dictatorship. That's all it is. Socialism is about the state running your lives as much as they can get away with. And if they can get away with it all, they end up as Cuba. And if you were once capitalistic and then you went towards socialism, you end up Venezuela. They believe in gargantuanly high taxes. They believe in the welfare state because then they can, and just so you know, these are not good people. They will control you. They would rather you be in welfare than have a job, because when you have a job and you're earning money, they can't control you. And you also have to remember, the only way to fund their wants is by capitalism. You see, no capitalism in Cuba anymore to fund socialism, so it's basically just a broke country where they're still driving cars from the 50s, and people cannot be whatever they want to be, cannot grow whatever they want to be, and that's why it's an S-hole there. And that's why Venezuela is heading towards it now. So I don't understand, for the life of me, I do not understand all these youngins and other people that like Bernie Sanders in any way, shape, or form when the guy doesn't have a clue. Not a single solitary clue. But anyway, Italy, Europe, a lot of that's going on there to a certain extent. And there's something called, well, I don't know if it's called, but I'm going to come up with it now, soft socialism. I think we have it here. We have soft socialism here. But capitalism still runs the show. Of course, 2008 was capitalism run amok, and I'm worried that it's happening again now. We'll see how it plays out. Capitalism is the greatest system on earth, except when it gets run amok because of bad people ending up running the show and not over bad. We had oversight in 08. It was just nothing was done about it. So just a few notes for you, the traveler. If you haven't been to Bellagio or Lake Como, it is a must. It is bucket list. How do I explain a big, gigantic lake with picture-perfect towns on the lakes with unbelievable colors and very good people, and the lake goes all the way into Switzerland, and you're on a lake and looking at the Alps, snow-capped Alps. Went to Milan, did some side trips to a place called Verona, where supposedly that's the Romeo and Juliet thing. At least that's what the tourists are doing there. But it was a fantastic place. Did a little side trip to Florence. Been there several times, and it was like an hour and 15-minute train from Milan. And very good trains, by the way, in Italy. And enjoyed that. And then did the Milan thing, and it was fantastic. Just magnificent place. The Duomo there, it's like 5 football fields inside, maybe even bigger. And it was a blast. And I flew Emirates Airline for the first time ever. Wow. 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 Really good. So I recommend it highly. If you've never been to Italy, do it. I've been to almost everywhere in Italy now. Been to the Amalfi Coast, been to Rome, been to Venice, been to Milan, been to Tuscany and a bunch of those hill towns, been to Lake Como. There's a few other places I haven't been to. Been to Capri. Haven't been to like Sicily and Sardinia, maybe one day. Is that what it's called? Sardinia? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, had a great time. And, you know, as we have told you throughout the years, work hard. See the world. See the world. And as you know, for me, it's easy to see the world as my office comes with me. I have set up my technology to where it is all with me. I don't miss a beat. Market in Italy was open from 3:30 to 10, which is kind of weird. Did the radio show from 10 to 11, taped. While I was gone, same old was going on. I was able to watch CNN International. CNN is a nightmare here. Times it by 5 there. They don't really put down Trump, they just make fun of him. They think he's like a Muppet. They actually laugh at him on these stations. BBC was actually nice and didn't really watch anything else. But while I was gone, you know, the markets, you know, late in the week, even though Dow down 390, up 250, down 300, the growth area of the market, NASDAQ broke above resistance on Friday, more today. A lot of setups in growth land here. Regardless of, we got these trade things going on, this Trump, he doesn't stop with the stupid moronic tweeting. I wish he did, because you got an economy now that's predicted this quarter to be in the mid-fours. And now with oil prices, remember we told you early last week we thought a top was in. We're pretty damn sure it's a good top for now. And if we just keep going lower, that's going to help also. I just wish he just and just talk about the economy and leave everything else alone. If everybody wants to pee all you every day, just ignore it. But the president's not listening to me. I know he watches me on TV, but not heeding my advice. The good news is that if the numbers stay where they are economically, the Socialist Party has no chance of getting the House or the Senate. Zero chance. I'll explain in a minute. We'll have the full market wrap. Move day. And hopefully I don't fall asleep during the show. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And, by the way, I was mentioning Italy. Just so you know, there were problems last week, and you know how they fixed up their problems of debt? They raised more debt. Now, I'm not making this up. They raised more debt. And they now have a political party in there that wants to give out a, how do I put this, a check every month, the people that need it. Interesting, huh? What is the easiest way to disincentivize people from going to work? Oh, that just give them a check when they know they're getting it, no matter what, without any strings attached. Interesting, huh? Now, I also want to mention something that's going on here. The economy strong, 3.8% unemployment. But for me, the most important thing that is happening by far, which, of course, the media won't talk about, and that is the opposite of what happened under Obama, because Obama liked it, and that is the welfare rolls are heading south, not north. Many more people are coming off of food stamps. Now think about this. Why would that occur? They're getting jobs. So imagine somebody who's living off the government stops living off the government, no longer a cost to the government, and instead is working and producing and actually paying taxes into the system. It's a double win. That's what's happening right now. Now, not taking sides, but it's happening now, and I give credit to the demeanor on business by the administration versus the demeanor from the Obama administration sucked. Every day was a fee, a fine, a rule, a regulation, a mandate, a tax, a hammer pounding on top of the head of business, both big and small. Ideas like, hey, you have to buy health insurance, even if you don't need it or want it. But if you don't buy it, you have to pay us a penalty to get absolutely nothing. But because they did not make the penalty high enough, people said, screw it. I'll just pay the penalty. It's a lot less than buying this health care crap I don't need. So the Obama administration came out and said, we need to fix this. You know how we'll fix it? We'll just make the penalty higher. Ladies and gentlemen, economics 101 at its best. So that's what's going on right now, and let's hope it continues. Because I guarantee you, just human nature, people want to produce. They want to be something. They want to do something. They want to get up in the morning and be a part of something. And start with something and then grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger. Instead of working for somebody you now own, instead of owning a little, you own medium. Instead of owning medium, you become biggest, become big, become gargantuan. That's what everybody's hope is. I doubt anybody wants to wake up in the morning and sit on their rear end and say, just give me a check. I think. Anyway, so that's some of the things that are going on. The Atlanta Fed came out and said, we think we're going to be about 4.5% this quarter. It may be more considering the fact that oil prices continue to come down. We made that call when? About 7-8 trading days ago, 2 weeks ago. And we think that is correct right now. And just as we're looking at the market, some of the things are showing up that kind of sort of dictate that's happening. And that is retailers starting to get a bid. And we'll talk about the rest. So that said, let's do today's jet-lagged edition of the Market Wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with the proprietary indicators. His proprietary indicators, go check it out. Investment-models.com. By the way, I'm really at 12:30 right now, Italy time, just letting you know that's where I'm sitting. Dow gapped up. Dow stayed the same most of the day, up 178, S&P 12, NASDAQ 52, NASDAQ 159. Got a little jolt at the end. The SOX up 11. Transports are actually down 80. New highs picked up a little bit. 21.12 on the New York. Only 17.13 on the NASDAQ advanced declines. Of note, a Biomed, Apple, Amazon, Adobe, Biozone, GoDaddy, Intuitive Surgical, Intel, Lululemon, Microsoft, Micron, MasterCard, ServiceNow, Netflix, Palo Alto Networks, Red Hat, Shutterfly, Visa, At Home, Align, Alibaba, Burlington Stores, Salesforce.com, Chipotle, Domino's Pizza, Etsy, Facebook, Grubhub, Google, NVIDIA, Square, Shake Shack, Splunk, Twitter, which is being added to the S&P 500 after the close, Twilio, Weight Watchers, Zendesk, VMware, Trade Desk. It's just a short list of leading growth names, some edging into new highs, others setting up very, very well. And by the way, I have other names. Shopify, USANA, Viva Systems, HubSpot, Citrix, Nutanix, Vail Resorts, Stamps.com, TripAdvisor, Ubiquity Networks. In bear markets, I could not give you this list. This is a list we've been telling you about for weeks, give or take a few. We beg you, we plead with you to review them. Names held up the best while the market's correcting, And when it turns, they start to lead again. Up next, more on today's market, movers of the day, and whatever else today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7.
24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. I'm deciding. Sometimes right in midstream. First off, Howard Schultz, Starbucks executive chairman, is stepping down at end of the month. He will be running for president in 2020, I am guaranteeing you. Howard Schultz will be a candidate for president. Okay? Mark that down. This is a small sampling because I spoke to some people at Starbucks confidentially. They think what they did that day where they shut down to teach people, I don't know what the heck they were trying to teach them, was an absolute insult to all of them. That's what the thought process was. That who are they to tell me I need a lesson in racial harmony and how I need to treat people? That's what they think at Starbucks. Some of the people I have spoken to. Obviously, small sampling. But I kind of, sort of, was reading today some of the things they wanted them to read. Oh, it was an insult. It was an absolute insult to anybody.
Oh, this is half the how you be, because you're not racially sensitive enough, and we have to make sure you're racially sensitive so we don't have any problems going forward.
What have I told you here, ladies and gentlemen? You can disagree with me if you want. I have yet to get anybody disagree. I think 99.9% of the people in this country just go about their lives wanting to do good for themselves and their family and couldn't give a crap if somebody's black, white, blue, tall, short, gender this. I still don't get the in California, you get to fill out 26 different gender types, but we'll let that. They're smoking a lot of pot over there, right? Anyway, you get my point on that. Anyway, that's a Starbucks thing. Trump, just, they really do need my help there. They just lie all the time, the Trump administration, and there's no need to. Just don't lie. The latest was with this memo that Don Jr. wrote months, you know, and they said the president didn't have anything to do with it. Now he wrote it for him. I mean, just an absolute unmitigated lie, and there's no reason to lie. They really need me there. I need to be chief of staff. And if all they had to do was listen to me, I'd shut all the stupid down and just focus on what matters. But they can't help themselves. On the other end today, in case you haven't seen, go check it out. The real Bill Clinton showed up today. That sleazy, slimy, scummy man showed up today in an interview. I guess he's got a book out. And he was asked about Lewinsky. He basically was calling himself a victim. And he was $16 million in debt leaving the White House. Yeah, well, they took care of that pretty easily. I'd say it to his face. I couldn't care less. He's not my president. He's a dirtbag. and enough people have accused him of rape that everybody should believe he's a rapist based on this whole Me Too thing on anybody being accused. So we saw a little bit of everything today that has nothing to do with anything that really matters in the long term. Oh, the Supreme Court and a cake. Imagine the forefathers thinking that the Supreme Court one day would be deciding on selling cake. And no, I'm not going to get into it, because I got to get back into markets. We're going nuts, ladies and gentlemen. All right, of note, the Dow still needs to break above 25.086. Still hasn't yet. It's still bringing up the rear at this point in time. The S&P, and that's just mid-level. S&P edged above 27.40 today at the close. That's a little bit above, a little bit of resistance last 3 weeks, but definitely more constructive pattern. The NASDAQ, as I mentioned Friday, broke above a little handle, followed through again today. And a lot of the mega cap names, Amazon was up 20-something today. Somebody did an upgrade, or Target. Google was up another 17 today. So you get a little bit of that. And the stocks, the semiconductors, which labored early, had another good close today. The NASDAQ 100, was that a closing high today on the NASDAQ 100? Let's see. 71. Yeah, it's a closing high today, even though it was 71.86 was the old high. And, of course, again, it's Apple, Amazon, Google doing the trick. Facebook's been better, even though it was down a little bit today. The transports today pulled back, but better constructiveness. Russell 2000, not as strong today, but still in good stead. What remains weak is about 55 to 60% of the market. Go look at the XLF. If I looked at nothing else, I'd say, oh, that's weak. The only good news is it held support 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in the last 6 months, but it's just really not getting going. And rallies have been on light volume, drops have been on heavy, so that's to be watched. A bifurcated market, I hate that word, but a bifurcated market as I have seen in a very long time. It just means a very, 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 very split tape where bull and bear markets side by side. Normally, I would tell you that's bearish. I can't tell you it's bearish. What I would just tell you is stay with what's working. Ignore what isn't. Oils. Remember what I told you? I think I told you that on Tuesday the 22nd or the Wednesday the 23rd when I said I thought the oils had topped. For now. Not a long-term top, but just for now, topped, and we'll go through a little process, and we're sticking with that thought process. And basically we told you that the high was in, but we don't think it's going to drop too much. But I must say this. When you have a chance, go look at XEC, Cimarex Energy. New yearly lows. Go look at Diamondback Energy, FANG. Big breakdown. I got a lot of oil stocks that have gone from the penthouse to the outhouse in about 2 weeks. Go look at Halliburton. Go look at Schlumberger, better known as Schlumberger. I got news for you. You now have a very mixed bag in the oils when most of them were in decent shape just a couple of weeks ago. So we would be careful with the energy. And as stated, coal's up 3 today, Target up 3 after gapping down on numbers. TJX 2 and change. Williams-Sonoma almost 4. Home Depot 4. Good day for retail. So the 40 to 45% that's working, starting to work decently. Just beware of the 55 to 60%. No go. Emerging markets bounced a little bit more today. On Friday, popped a little bit off the lows. They have been relatively weak because some of these countries are basket cases. If you haven't read about Argentina, Brazil, you already know about Venezuela. Just a lot of upheaval, a lot of stupidity, and just governments. When people become government people and they run the show, guess what they do? In some of these countries, they become very corrupt, and a lot of them are being sent by the wayside, out the door, and it's affecting markets. I mean, in Brazil, I think like the last few have gone to jail. Welcome to socialism. It's a beautiful place to be. So we'll keep talking about the 50-55%. That's not working, but really talk about the 40-45-50% that is. You know what sectors they are. You know what areas they are. You know what indices they are. Up next, movers of the day. And whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kallbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kallbaum Capital Management.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. My Mets are three games below 500 after starting off like gangbusters and the injury bug. Golden State's up 2-0 against LeBron. Man, is he good. But the rest of the team looks like a deer in headlights, and you need Golden State has just too much artillery. But they're going home to Cleveland for a couple of games now, I do believe, and we'll see what happens. I did not get a chance to watch either game, as they were not showing it. But what they did show in Italy is the soccer game between, who is that, Liverpool and Real Madrid. And let me tell you, I was in Bellagio in Italy. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. This small little town. Everybody was in front of the big screen going nuts. Going absolutely nuts. And unfortunately, the goalie for Liverpool made a couple of gargantuan, I haven't seen it before, blunders. One, a ball just went right through his hands. Another one, he was throwing the ball out, and the guy just blocked it with his foot and kicked it in the goal. That I've never seen that happen. Anyway, they love their soccer over in Europe. I guess it's catching on a little bit more here. But I've been to one soccer game. It's okay. I'm cool with it. And again, I think it's catching on. I don't know to what extent. Movers of the day. If I can find them. You ready for this? Nektar Therapeutics. Down $38 to $52. So what is that? Down like 40-some-odd percent? Drug didn't do well in trials. Damn. Wow. Daco New Energy down 11 to 41. It's down from... It's down $24 from 65 in 3 days. Chinese manufacturer of something or other. Wins Resorts down 10, breaks the 50-day on volume. Seven or more, Blueprint Medicine. Five or more, Old Dominion Freight. Rough day for the truckers and the rails. I wasn't sure of any news. Four is Beijing. G1 Therapeutics, really. First Solar. The solar stock's getting hit here. Threes, Agios Pharmaceuticals, Union Pacific, Rail. Allergan, Diamondback Energy, Rejection Bio or something. Resolute Energy, Rough Energy. Continental Resources, Norfolk Southern, Trade Desk, Landstar, that's in the transports also. VMware, Mirati Therapeutics, Booking Holdings, HDFC Bank. The upside, since I think there'll be a few more upside, Amazon 23, new high. Google, 18. Google's gone from 1060 to 1140 in 3 days. A Biomed, 13, new highs. Baidu, 12, recovering. Ulta Beauty, 11. Very weird action last 2 days. Tens, Mercado Libre, Align Tech. Nines, Vail Mountain Resorts, breaks out, but earnings, I think, are tomorrow or the next day. Just looking around. WEX, W-E-X, up 9, 186. AutoZone, 7. NVIDIA, we're in the 7s. Arista Networks. Sixes, Charter Communications, Shopify. Fives, Five Below. Got to write that down. Thank you. LPG Photonics. O'Reilly Automotive. So some of these auto part retailers, a little better action. Chipotle, nice and tight. Looks like it wants to go higher. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Boston Beer. Four more. NetEase. Tesla. Dillard's Department Store. Good day for the retail. Alibaba. Humana. HubSpot. Boeing. Almost ready to break out again, Boeing. If it does, it's going to help the Dow. Home Depot. Looks like it's edging above near-term resistance. Still has a lot of work to do. Threes. Williams-Sonoma. New high. Medfast. Autoliv. Illumina. Whirlpool. A little better action, some of the housing-related stuff, you know, the things you put in. Anthem. Unifirst. Spotify. Recent IPO. Watch it. Target, as mentioned. IDEX Labs. Ollie's Bargain Outlet. New high on that one. Really? Becton Dickinson, Allegiant Travel, better airlines, oil prices coming down. Tyler Tech, USANA Health, Kohl's, as mentioned. Mettler Toledo, Rocket Pharmaceuticals, where are they getting these from? Teleflex, Wayfair, Constellation Brands, I'm almost done. Insperity. I'm not even going to go to the twos. Good day today. No complaints. Half the market still crappy. Half the market getting the juice. Bunch of names setting up. Bunch of names starting to edge out. If I had any complaint, volume. Kind of, sort of anemic. I love compelling volume. Volume where you can see it sticking out like a sore thumb, telling you there is massive conviction. But the fact that there's a plethora of names out there, good start. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,